BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. It's that time of the year where people start questioning one another's Halloween costumes, asking everyone the question, do you really think that's appropriate? But yeah, I mean, the answer is typically no.
Right. And we know that from the jump, but we're going to do it anyways.
People love to push the envelope this time of year. And who's joining us today?
We have our girl, Francesca.
Ah, yes, Francesca's on the phone with us. Let's get her on. Francesca, are you there?
Hey, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Hi. Good morning.
I just want to say I love the show, and I feel like Breezy and I would be the best of friends.
Sure we would.
I have no reason.
Sure we would, Franny.
Not believe that. Yes, of course. How are you? So tell us what's going on.
I'm all right. I wanted to let you guys know just what's going on in my life and why my boyfriend and I we're at odds right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
That will happen in a relationship, but tell us why.
Yes. So my family every single year does like this huge Halloween, mostly for the kids in my family.
Okay.
And I have a ton of younger siblings and cousins, and everyone dresses up and everyone's super into it. It's very cute. So my boyfriend and I have been together almost a year, and this is actually the first time he's going to this big Halloween party. It's like our Christmas or something.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So, like, I like Halloween, right? I like it, but my boyfriend loves Halloween. He's so into it. He's been talking about our costume and what we're going to be since, like, August, and it's kind of intense.
Sure.
So 2 weeks ago, he texted me, and he's like, babe, I got our Halloween costumes. He tells me that he wants to dress up like a condom, and he wants me to dress up like a rapper, like the condom rapper.
Oh, right. Yes, a Trojan.
Right, the Trojan XL, of course.
Yeah.
So it's an XL, though, right, Francesca?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course.
Or a Magnum. We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, either one. But I just, like, gasped. I was, like, so taken aback when I read the message.
Of course.
And I wrote him back, and I'm like, you're joking, right? You're joking. Because my family, all the kids, right?
Sure. All the kids, like, too.
He was not. He was not joking at all. And he got really upset and said that I was shooting down his creativity. And I just tried to explain that it wasn't, you know, it's just, like, not appropriate.
Sure.
And he ended up calling me a prude.
Oh!
And I'm like, okay, well, I need to know, am I in the wrong here? Or, you know, was my boyfriend just taking this too far?
He obviously doesn't get the vibes. He obviously doesn't get the vibes.
Is your parents going to be there?
Yeah.
Who do you think would
be there?
Who do you think would question this costume more? Your mom or your dad? Who?
Oh, my dad. 100%.
Really? Mm-hmm. Your dad wouldn't chuckle and be like, ah, he's a cool guy.
With 17 5-year-olds running around?
He'd be like, this is my daughter, and he's met them before, but this is, like, the first time.
The big gathering.
It's just a big deal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see what the costume looks like. I mean, I don't have anything yet for Halloween.
Sounds like he's going to make it himself, so, I mean, props to him for doing that, but also at the same time, let's find something that kids aren't going to be like, what are you wearing, Aunt Fanny?
Yeah.
And then you have to explain, well, when a boy and a girl love each other very much.
It's just, you know, I'm just thinking about the comfortability of this costume. Like, going as a giant rapper, is that easy to use the bathroom? Is that easy to sit down in?
I doubt it. I haven't even thought that far. I'm just like, no, we can't do that.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would have an issue with this costume if there was actual kids there. Because they're going to ask questions. What are you? What is he going to say? What is he going to tell them?
There's no other. You can't just be like, leftovers from dinner. I don't know. Like,
yeah. There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, obviously, he's pissed. And Halloween's this weekend, so you guys really got to figure this out.
I don't have very much time.
I can only imagine him boycotting the whole thing.
Right. It's like all or nothing, right?
Right.
Oh, come on. He's not that petty, is he?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm also kind of like, oh, God, is this like my future?
Well, you know,
Halloween guy.
You've been together a year. Yeah. Are you pretty certain this guy's probably the one.
Yeah, I am, which is why I'm kind of like, can we just make a good impression with my family? Just this one Halloween, can you just be like a dog or a, I don't know.
Power Ranger?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean,
what would you want to be?
Yeah, what do you want to go as?
I honestly don't. Well, okay, I do care. I really like Beetlejuice, and I feel like that's still fun and like relevant and a little like.
Well, I mean, the
scary,
movie just came out.
Like, fun, but yeah, it's. I don't know. I would want to be like one of the characters from that.
Beetlejuice. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess I can picture that. 585-252-9800. What do you guys think? Is this totally crossing the line?
Is Franny being a prude? Like her boyfriend's saying?
I can understand. Like, if it was an adult party, sure, you can go as a condom and a wrapper. That's a good couple's costume. But there's going to be a few kids there. Unless they... It's not a big deal if the kids don't ask any questions.
What, are they going to be blindfolded the whole time?
I don't know. They're in their own world. You know what I mean? It's not like kids are paying attention half the time anyways. Or are they?
You always have that one pain in the ass kid. What are you? What does that mean?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
There's that one curious always. Kid, and I know exactly who it's going to be.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, why is your boyfriend wearing a Ziploc bag? It's a lot of questions to go around.
He's a ham sandwich.
All right, well, Francesca, we already have some texts coming in. We'll get to those, but keep us posted on what you guys decide to do. I'd love to see the
and
actual...
And we'll keep you posted on what people say of maybe some other suggestions you can be.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah,
thank
please
you.
Sit back and listen in. Thanks for taking the time to actually write us and come on the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Francesca, have a great start to the week.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
The condom wrapper. Okay.
Anyone going as the Menendez brothers for Halloween?
Oh God.
All right, let's get creative here for a second. This is just a whatever costume. It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be very difficult to squeeze out of that every time you got to use the restroom.
Right? What are you talking about?
Francesca? If she went out as a condom wrapper?
Maybe she's just wearing like a trash bag.
Well, all
you know,
pictures.
A clear trash bag. It's like a dress, essentially.
No, that's not... I don't know. It's
like... Or she could just pee standing up. I don't know. Anyways, I'm not hating the idea. I don't think it's an appropriate setting by any means. And he seems pissed. He really does seem pissed.
Well, wouldn't you be if your significant other was shooting down your creativity?
Are you the boyfriend?
Just saying.
I think that, you know, there's time and place. And if they were going to, say, an adult Halloween party, great idea. Absolutely love it. This also, it's concerning to me that he's not worried about making a good impression on her family. Why is that?
Well, that's true too. I mean, listen,
wouldn't you want to make a good impression on your significant others? I mean, he's obviously met the family, they've been dating for a year, but like extended family, cousins, nieces, nephews, all of the things.
Yeah, I don't see this as being a huge deal. I mean, there's a million things you can dress up as. You don't have to dress up as a condom and have your significant other be the wrapper. It's like, you can be so creative. I like how he's thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
But for a family party, if there is going to be kids there, then I don't know. Whatever.
And
You can literally dress up as anything.
I can see where he would think it would be funny because they don't get it and they won't understand. But this person says, I'm dead. I would probably do it because I think it's hilarious. And I even have a 9-year-old daughter, but she's valid on how she's feeling. He should be understanding of that. She said she would still send it, even with her 9-year-old daughter present.
Yeah.
What? So... I think that that's something that you need to take into consideration. Are you okay? What's wrong?
No. I'm just trying to picture what this costume would look like. I think it's great. This guy's covered, comes in the house covered in saran wrap. Like, how do you make a condom? What does that look like?
You put a trash bag on.
No, it's not everything's a trash bag. It's got to be, maybe it's a tarp.
Well,
it's a clear tarp.
It's a clear trash bag. It's not. And you have to wear a full, like skin-colored bodysuit underneath. That's kind of the whole thing.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Top hat.
Oh, sure. A little top hat.
I mean, yes. Depends on how creative you really want to get with that.
Somebody texted in, this is highly inappropriate. And if he decides that he wants to wear that costume where there's going to be children and your parents, then he's not the one for you. All right. Abigail is pissed.
Not into it. I think if you take the good with the bad and you really see your partner for who they are, you will understand, hey, they're super into Halloween. This is their Christmas. This is their Super Bowl. Figure out a way to compromise. Maybe you can be, I don't know, some other form of contraception. The morning after pill, plan B. I don't know.
What's that look like?
Something that's a little less exposed. Pill and a box. You can be a pill. I'll be the plan B box. Easy peasy.
You go with like a Tupperware container that's orange because the spaghetti's been sitting in it for too long. And then wear a tie.
The other person.
You just wear a tie. He goes, Donald Trump.
Right.
Of course. I'm crushing it this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to say no on the Halloween costume. Are we a no on this one?
I say no, but I say find an alternative that works for both of you.
Right.
Because I don't want him to feel completely shut down and then be like, well, then I'm just not going,
right.
Period.
But also, I think the alternative to this costume is the plug in the outlet costume. You know what I mean? It's pretty much it's the same thing. She could dress up as the outlet. He could be the plug. There you go.
Still the sexual innuendos.
But none of the kids are going to ask questions. They know what that is. They're going to just look at it and be like, that's kind of a stupid costume.
Right.
The adults will get it, but the kids won't. There you go. We solved that one today. Case closed. By the way, I have not been to Spirit. I haven't been to Arlene's. I have not been to Party City. I don't know what's left. But I'm the guy that's going on October 30th to see what I can pick up.
I can't believe you're going in store. I'll just order something on Amazon. Easy peasy.
No, I got to try it on, Breeze. I got to try it on. All right, Francesca, thank you so much for the call. Let us know how that party goes.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. People turned in a total of 548 guns at Saturday's gun buyback program in Rochester, hosted by the New York State Attorney General's office. So they were basically convincing people, hey, we're going to give you cash if you bring back these guns, because community members are just trying to protect the community from gun violence. And what it is, I don't know if it was cash. They say it was in exchange for prepaid gift cards. And this was at the Church of Love Faith Center on Exchange Street. And the Attorney General's office says the goal is to protect community from gun violence. Here's how much people got for each type of gun. So if you brought back a semi-automatic rifle, that was worth $500. If you brought back a handgun, you were getting $250 back. $75 per rifle or shotgun, and then $25 per non-working replica antique homemade or 3D printed guns. Anyone bringing homemade or 3D printed guns was going to receive a total of $25, regardless of how many they turned in. But yes, they did get a handful of semi-automatics. Almost 550 guns off the streets is a win. So I'm thinking that this was definitely a success. I'm thinking the Attorney General's office definitely wants to do this again. And people, they got their prepaid gift cards for handing in those guns. And now they can basically live large. You know what I'm saying, Breeze?
Absolutely. Just live it up. Honestly, if you can have as many gift cards to Amazon for handing in guns, why not go grab that? Halloween's right around the corner. You need to buy your costume.
Yeah, so this prepaid gift card was given out to quite a large amount of people for bringing...
How many guns were there?
548.
We don't know exactly which kind they were.
No.
Well, I mean, 500 less guns on the streets.
Yeah. You got that right.
And out of the hands of people who don't know how to use them or will use them irresponsibly. So that's great.
I'm glad that it was a success over the weekend. And yes, they are looking to do this all over again. All right, guys, coming up on the show, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Send us your unpopular opinions and messages right now. If you need to get something off your chest this Monday morning, we'll get to your calls and texts coming up next on the show.
98PXY, the number one hit music station. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
All right, let's clear the air, shall we? 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to get something off your chest this morning. We do it every day on PXY Mornings. Christina is texting in. She says, adults wearing overalls, you look like a toddler, and I do not respect you. There, I said it. All right, Christina.
Not me wearing overalls last week.
You know what? I will say, I kind of liked them.
I love them. Christina obviously just doesn't look good in them. And that's a personal thing that's happening with her.
I don't recommend wearing them on a first date unless you're obviously trying to tell them, don't touch me.
It's the overalls and the chastity belt. I'm so sick and tired of people saying that hot chocolate is a kid's drink. There, I said it.
It's not.
Like, everyone's like, oh, you can't see me.
What's a good, what's a good alcohol to mix with hot chocolate? I'm not talking about
like Bailey's or
no. I'm not talking about like Kahlua or stuff like that. Would you? I could put vodka in hot chocolate,
maybe
with a little bit of milk,
like a peppermint vodka.
Our intern was sucking down some hot chocolate this morning.
Is there booze in that?
Because she didn't know how to make she didn't know how to make coffee. You can't make a hot pot of coffee. That as an intern, it's bad.
Claire would never. Claire would just DoorDash it.
Yeah. I know. Oh, intern Claire? Yeah. She never. Yeah, it's on its way. Yeah. She wouldn't be caught dead.
I'll be
dead.
Right back. Leaves for 3 hours.
She wouldn't be caught.
There, you missed the whole show.
Dead with a coffee filter.
Oh, my gosh. This person says, friendships are the best when both people are active in each other's lives. There, I said it.
True that.
Feels like a shot at a different friend, but that's a story for another time. You do you.
That's what people do, man. They call each other out on this show. Let's go to Andy. If you guys are just tuning in, Breezy and I were doing There, I Said It. We're just, you know, just a bunch of unpopular opinions in the rock. Andy says, the fact that you can now pay for a subscription service to help you manage your subscription services shows that real life has gone beyond parody and straight into turd town.
Yeah. Why do I have Albert on my phone? Why do I have Rocket Money on my phone? Yeah. Why do I have all the, I have never even used all of this, but that's okay. The girl who comes up to you on the street, if you could tell me how many subscriptions you're paying for right now, I'll give you $100. Nobody ever can do it. Ever.
I know what I'm paying for. I deleted a couple of my subscriptions.
What'd you delete?
HBO Max.
No more Chimp Crazy.
No. And then, you know, my buddy Dave was like, you're Verizon wireless customer. So through Verizon, if you go to the app, they're offering like HBO for $5 a month. I'm like, really?
For the first month.
Yeah, probably for
the first month. Then it goes back up to 40.
I got to look into that.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of perks out there that we don't know about. People don't want us to know about it.
There's a ton of perks out there, and I'm all about them.
This person says, Phoebe is the worst of the group in Friends. There, I said it. Oh my God.
She was my least favorite. So whoever wrote that, I'm gonna agree. Apparently, this is a middle-aged man who's texting in because somebody just wrote, please stop mocking middle-aged men who you see going through a midlife crisis. It's usually a sign we've finally woken up to the fact that we've got one life to live, time is running out, and we need to try new things we've always wanted to try. There, I said it. Yeah, well, good on you, man. Good on you.
Period.
Who?
I can't wait for Christmas. There, I said it.
I don't understand why all of a sudden you're in your Christmas vibes. Because anytime
I want my dash cam.
Anytime I bring it up, you tell me to stop.
I want my dash cam.
You can go and buy it today if you wanted it.
I can't afford it.
Yeah, see, priorities.
Oh, my God.
Ricky says the Bills are without a doubt going to be 2025 Super Bowl champions.
So, last night, or yesterday afternoon, I guess I should say, the Bills got the dub. Now they're 5-2. We love that record. The Tennessee Titans not looking good. They're 1-5, so it's a tough scene.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what. The Bills, anyone who watched the game yesterday, they weren't off to a great start. But they turned it around.
Turn that frown upside down. Hannah, do you have an unpopular opinion for us?
Head on over there, Hannah.
Come over here. Let's all share mics here.
Let's make it a good one this morning. What do you got?
I hate when people get mad at me for not responding to their Instagram reels. I'm never going to watch them. You send me too many.
Oh, that's breezy.
Yeah, I'm done sending her some. I'm always like, Hannah, let's do this one. She ghosts me. I'm like, okay.
All right. That sounds really great.
What are we paying you for?
I think mine for today is you got to stop paying attention to the number on the scale, you guys. It's all about how well your clothes fit.
Yeah, that is true.
Don't let a number determine your happiness. There, I said it.
It's so true.
I don't care what that scale says.
Although you did just lose like 20 pounds, didn't you?
I don't know. I refuse to look.
When was it last year? Was it some holiday gathering that they made you step on the scale, or was that just a dinner?
No, we were just at a dinner for my aunt and uncles, and my cousin looked at me and goes, wow, you look fat. He goes, come into the bathroom. We're going to weigh you right now. In the middle of dinner. I was like, all right.
Are we coming up on a year, or was that like 6 months ago?
No, it hasn't been a year yet.
I honestly want to do a redo.
I honestly, Breezy, don't know. I
told him either.
Here's how off I was. I said, I already know how much I weigh. I'm 185. That's where I'm at. And the scale said 215. That's how off I was. That was the heaviest I've ever been in my life. 215, you guys. Now, granted, did I just eat a bunch of pasta and bread? Yeah.
Of course.
But still, it was eye-opening.
That was jarring. That 30 pounds was jarring.
It was eye-opening. And so since then, if I had to guess right now, I don't know. Do we have a scale somewhere in the building?
I can bring one in tomorrow.
If you could, I'd like to weigh myself live on the air.
Maybe 200?
I hope so. I'm still 215.
Let's do that tomorow. I'll bring my scale in. There's no way
I'm that heavy. You know what they say, Hannah. Muscle weighs more than fat.
He goes to the gym once a month.
Hi, guys. My son Luke wanted me to text in for him this morning. His vampires hating garlic is a rumor spread by vampires to make people taste better. Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
How was Vampires and Vixens with Dennis Rodman?
How was it? Anyone? We got to ask our listeners on one of the tickets.
He goes, anyone go? We gave away like 17 pairs. It's like, anyone in this city go? Well, I hope so. We gave away a handful of tickets.
We gave away a lot of tickets for that show.
Oh,
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, that's the start of the week for all of this. And the opinions are just going to get spicier and spicier as the week goes on.
I know. We got a text coming in from Big Ed right now, but I'm not going to read it because, like Breezy said, he's the most toxic man in all of Rochester, New York.
Period.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.